to call you back just as soon as I can.
The mailbox is full.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. And shortly after I left the voicemail yesterday, you know, just about an hour before, so I mentioned I got a email from the mailing list at It's Freedom Forever, the name of the organization, which is started by the lady who did the War on Children video. Her and her husband, she's apparently doing this organization. And she's I got two emails on the, you know, a broadcast email in reference to trying to get laws in place in various states to make a rape of children a capital crime. And I did respond at first saying that this is not a good idea because you don't want to hand power to the state. But what shocked me is about literally a few minutes, I think, after I left the voicemail, I got a second email. This time, it was not broadcast. It was to me from Lindsay Logan, the administration of Freedom Forever. She wrote, "Hi, John. Thank you so much for reaching out. I'll run this by our founder, see if she's something she would be interested in, and if it's something she would want to partner with, I'll definitely reach back out. Thank you." It was kind of like, wow. It surprised me. It really, really surprised me because I was trying to think about it. I think this is the second time somebody responded. I don't know if it's a third. I've had other correspondence. You know, for example, I did get one brief email from the Donbass Insider in Donetsk. Donetsk, Russia, or Donetsk, Ukraine, depending upon, if you're from Ukraine or from Donetsk, anyway. But that was just kind of nothing. But the one that kind of was an actual response was from the FBI, the Foundation Foundation in Moscow. That didn't go anywhere. I'm not overly optimistic, but I did respond. And because it was strong, send it to two people. One friend, my friend in Pennsylvania who did respond positively. And Chris said, "Yeah, it's well worded, but it is indeed strong." But let me read it. I said, "Lindsay, thank you for your response. Please allow a brief encouragement, a bit about my effort, and a challenge to you that I hope you will see in light of Proverbs 27:5-6. Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Profuse are the kisses of an enemy." You know, and by the way, my kids should remember that we were when we were in Lexington in the 90s and early 2000s, did try to teach them some verses. And better is open rebuke than hidden love was one of the verses that most of my older kids actually should be able to remember. But anyway, I go on. "Your efforts to endorse and protect the family, I applaud. While we might have issues on details on your Parenting Revolution manual, the focus to support parents in protecting and blessing the next generation is fantastic. Details are discussed in rational dialogue, but the common aim of the family is our shared goal." So my first paragraph, point was, I think, hopefully encouraging. But then the second point. "My efforts with Shofar Leak started with protecting the whistleblower, as I'm a self-described repeat offender. However, my work in pro-life issues, black-white relationships, and modern-day slavery made it clear that the Shofar Leak's technology could be a vital tool, especially in the area of sex and harvesting. It is exposing the customer that I contend is the most powerful way to address the issue, but seems to scare people who would rather buy a movie ticket. I can go into depth on technology and how to use it to control the masses, with the target being the Christian community. But most are enamored by fancy art and emotions, while being suckered in ways that are marketed as conveniences or protection. Offering actual solutions requires thought and courage, but it seems both are in short supply. I have the existing foundation and a clear plan for a solution, but I'm not the guy to present it to the world. This is the person I've been looking for in the past decade plus. Please help me find that person. Let me just point out real quick here, you know, it is, you know, I did use sex and harvesting, obviously sexual slavery and organ harvesting and harvesting of young kids for other purposes, but, you know, I made it calmer. And of course, the idea, I'd rather buy a movie ticket, which is a reference to The Sound of Freedom, because, I mean, that was fraud. That was a money-making scam. But I did want to make, you know, the target being the Christian community was an important thing to emphasize, because I really think the target is the Christian community, but that's, you know, on a whole other long. But, you know, again, and the idea being marketed as convenience or protection, common theme. And, you know, the fancy art, which I've described so many times anyway. But I conclude with, it is the line questionably attributed to Mayor Rothschild. Let me issue and control a nation's money, and I care not who writes the laws. In our context, it is control of the culture, not the laws of the land, that matter. From a biblical perspective, the follower of Christ is called to proclaim, not impose. I contend your effort to, quote, increase penalties for child rapists sounds wonderful, but you're playing into the hands of the perpetrators and giving more power to the state that will in time be your enemy. You are rallying a crowd to use their limited resources on a misguided effort rather than where it could actually help individuals and families. Trusting in the state rather than trusting in the Lord is the underlying issue, and I would be happy to engage in dialogue from Scripture with anyone on that. I ask you to consider making your focus on parents and empowering them rather than the state, as all you're doing is empowering the enemy. We seem to have a common goal of blessing the next generation. If our dialogue continues or there is nothing further, may we both bask in the Lord's grace and see His blessing in our lives. Respectfully, John Kozlowski. So I did try to conclude with, you know, positive, but that paragraph is strong. And obviously that was sent earlier this morning, 7:46 a.m., and no response. But of course, it did take him a couple days for the last one. So I really wonder, did I blow him over? Did I get ignored? Or will this open a door? I have no idea. But anyway, I also got a call. This afternoon, I got a call from Naroff in reference to apparently a chain of stores, 10 stores in Atlanta. They were using some software from another company and decided they don't want to deal with them. But that other company is saying, we've got your data and you can't have it and we shut you down. This has not gone over well. Not gone over well at all. But, so he called me and we had a three-way call with a person from that from Atlanta, and seeing how can we get them back operational, because this is a rather big deal for them. I was encouraged that obviously I was reached out to, and found some information, and I did a little quick little demo for Narov to show how we can deliver something that is in store and operational without the internet, which I think is vital. So, you know, maybe. But of course, the issue, this is one of the problems with the online mentality. Everything online all the time. When the internet goes down, you stop. That is a problem. And, you know, part of the design of, dare I say, Shofar Nexus, is to work well online and work well completely isolated. So maybe something will come of this. And, you know, do I want to demo something real quick? Yes, it took me 20 minutes or so or whatever, and I put something to demonstrate. See, this is how we can do it. because of, I have a foundation in place, and it's simple and consistent. Simple and consistent. Where have I heard that before? One other thing, I have this link to this I did find, there's a whole bunch of articles on it, but this was the one, this is where I found out about it from RT, because I like their title, AI, Actually Indians. Because apparently Amazon got caught and is shutting down a bunch of their, what do they call it, just walk out stores, where you would walk in and with like a cell phone, identify yourself, grab some items, and simply walk out, because there were cameras and whatnot in the store, and watch what you would do, and that was it. And, you know, the advertisement apparently for a number of years now, I don't follow this, has been that, you know, this is done with artificial intelligence. And the reality is they had apparently 1,000 people in India watching the cameras. And from what I did further research, on an average of 1,000 transactions, 700 of them were manually done by the people. So it never really, after all those years, it just didn't work. So they're moving to what do they call it, dash cart or some of that nature, where you have a cart, you know, shopping cart, and you basically scan things yourself as you put it in the cart. So and there's cameras on the cart, so I guess they can check to make sure that you actually don't steal. But anyway, it was. I find it humorous because, again, artificial intelligence is basically, as I point out, it's the big data idea on steroids. It is a problem because it is not a thought. It is control. But another issue. But, of course, I did send a postcard today, first one in a while. This one to Susanna, wishing her a happy birthday, and I wonder if she'll ever see it. Susanna's my girl. Sunday she turns 21. And, you know, I have the photo I use is the day of her birth. She was younger then. And she was a delight then and remains so in my heart, even though I haven't seen her in over a decade. And I also include the photo of the day we had a date, July 12, 2007. As it's labeled there, an infamous day. Because I was enjoying my daughter and Mr. Tamal's daughter watched her dad die. 5 years to the day, Susanna saw her dad disappear and hasn't seen her since. It's troubling. Susanna's my girl. I love my girl. You know, the card I sent to her. Happy birthday. I hear that George is planning to come see me. Can I see you too? Love, Dad. Again, I don't think she'll ever see the card because of the fact that the I was going to mark out the address. I see I didn't. My assumption is this will be returned or discarded. As Jim Cross says, the cards to him are discarded. Go straight in the trash, I believe was his direct words. But I don't know what's going on. Of course not. I'm just the dad. See, the thing that concerns me, it's like my conversation with Narav today in reference to the stores. Because there is that desire to control. And if you mess with me, I'm cutting you off. And that's exactly what happened, apparently, to this, you know, they say small business, but 10 stores is you know, slightly more than small. But still, you know, it's not Walmart. But you don't play long. We're going to be your enemy. And that's why the objective is to put power into the hands of the individuals, the small-time storekeeper, whether they own 10 stores or just one, or all they do is deal, you know, all they do is they're a vendor at a farmer's market. I want to be their ally. It is the same thing that I wrote to Forever Freedom. It's not that I'm trying to build an organization, try to impose laws. I want to be the ally to the family, to the mom, the dad, and the kid. Because there are a whole lot of kids. It's not as common in the U.S., but apparently it's very common in places like, Ukraine, where kids disappear. Sometimes is into abuse. Sometimes is for use, which includes heart stoppage. This is way too common. And I want to be an ally, not to the organization, but to the mom, the dad, and the kid. But I need allies. Lord willing, one day, those allies will come. My lady, my wife, I committed my life to you. You committed your life to me. I'm your ally. I ask you to be mine. I love you, and I ask for you back.